Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Unreasonable Doubt Nation. I start off season episode 23 prep today, but it's been 7 long days listening, reflecting on the podcast from last week, and it hurts my ears, and it still hurts my ears. They hurt because the stuttering level was so high, but they also hurt because of how my voice sounds, because I'm well aware of what my voice sounds like and how annoying it is. For all the people that listened to last week's episode, thank you. You help create the illusion that this podcast is more than a hobby. I'll never forget the dozens of people that viewed my Instagram story promoting the new episode. The episode didn't go the way I wanted it to. No excuses. I didn't get it done. But I'm proud of my equipment, proud of the Basketball Podcast Network. I recorded the podcast the right way, spoke into the microphone, use the podcast editing software properly, all the way up to where I hit publish and sent the podcast out to the world like it's a good thing. Unreasonable Doubt fans, I just urge you, don't give up on the podcast. Continue to support it. I have the spirit of a longtime Mountaineers basketball fan. I'm stubborn. I'll keep going. I hope to see that everyone listens to offseason episode 23. 23 is Mike Jordan's number. 23 is LeBron James' number. 5th offseason episode 23 in almost 4 years. Help get behind this podcast and let's create an atmosphere and an environment where we don't have to think about the rough start to the football season. Hope to see you there. There's no there. And I'm not going to see you in person or on the computer. You know how to podcast. I hope that you download the episode.
Did I just see a ghost? You know, the blue people with the tails. Hey, good game, shooter. We transition from to ooh.
Unreasonable Doubt. A podcast about West Virginia University basketball starts now.
I'm Josh Witt. This is offseason episode 23, two player profiles. Football, we already got NFL football, college football. They've already played a couple games. So NBA preseason will start. They'll have training camps. And that means basketball, professional basketball is getting closer, which is another sign college basketball is getting closer. So let's do two player profiles, Jamel King and James Okongwo. I don't know if I feel like I'm butchering James' last name. James and Jamel. Now, Jamel King, he played 29 minutes last season. There was almost 40 games. Jamel played 29 minutes. James played 11 minutes, dealing with an injury. Jamel King, he made a three-pointer last year in his 29 minutes. James Okonkwo, he made a dunk, a very exciting dunk, up an alley-oop. And those are the points he scored last season. Jamel King is listed at 6'7". James Okonkwo is listed at 6'8". They absolutely do not play the same position, even though I did see James putting a video on social media of him being hot from behind the three-point line, getting buckets. That's not something I think of when I think of James's game, but he put it out there, so it's true. He was absolutely not guarded, and he was practicing, and he plays a lot of basketball. I thought that was cool. Jamel King, I don't know what, you know, there's a lot of I don't know in general. For me, in life, tons of I don't know. But when you think about how Jamel King is going to contribute to this upcoming season with all the influx of transfers, specifically for him, the competition is Emmett Matthews returning. They kind of play the same spot. So when the guy who's already played here before is coming back for his last season, that's who you're battling for minutes. You might lose that battle. He's going to compete, I'm sure. All I'm comfortable with predicting, and I'm just comfortable predicting it, I don't know if it's going to happen, is that Jamel King is going to play more than 29 minutes of basketball for WVU this season. How many more? No idea. But I've got over 29 minutes. Very strong take here for the outlook for Jamel King. As far as James, Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame coach Bob Huggins spoke highly of James. And it's one of those things that either he's speaking highly of James or he was not speaking highly of the other big guys on the roster. Because what Bob Huggins said last season is that Okonkwo's skill level was better than just about every big on the roster last season. So thinking about offensively what the big guys did last season, you draw your own conclusion there. I'm going to take it glass half full in that Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame coach Bob Huggins thinks highly of James's game, if that he wasn't injured and didn't already plan for him to redshirt last season, even though I don't think that was something that happened. But essentially, if you ask Bob Huggins, it's like, that's what we wanted for James last season. We didn't want to play him very much, even if he wasn't injured. His dad wanted him to be, you know, to slowly progress because he's a young guy. Remember, he came in, he could have been recruiting class of 2024. He was a couple years ahead of schedule. But when you think about what's coming up this season and the offseason, you had Trey Mitchell come in and Muhammad Wagu and Jimmy Bell Jr. and Patrick Sumnick. So all these bigs have joined the roster. So he's competing against all of those guys. Lots of competition for minutes at the 4 or 5. And I guess the question is, would Huggins say the same thing this season about James Okonkwo? Would he say his skill level is better than every big on this roster? I have no idea. And so once again, very lukewarm take. Probably it's not a cold take. It's definitely not a hot take. I don't know what to expect from James Okonkwo. I expect him to be healthy this season. And so if he's healthy, I think he plays more than 11 minutes. How about that? You listen to this podcast to get informed, and what I'm telling you is, and you've heard it here first, James Okonkwo over 11 minutes for the 2022-2023 season. The NFL's opening week was action-packed. Did you see that Steelers-Bengals game? Action-packed. And it's just getting started. Get ready for week 2 of touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. Want more action? Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings' early win promotion. It's simple. This Sunday, bet on any NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly. even if your team loses. So here's what you do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code TBPN to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code TBPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right. Is everyone here? All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. I mean, yeah. Thank you for pressing play on CastBox. Listen, not gaining listeners. It stinks. So I don't think there's anything earth-shattering about that. You know, when you invest time and energy into the podcast and it doesn't grow the way you want it to grow, it's hard. And I'm frustrated. And I'm disappointed. You know, you can probably sense that if you've ever listened to some of this podcast or heard me talk or met me in person. You get it. And that same disappointment and frustration is with the producers here. And listen, I get the listeners' frustrations, those that listen. I think back to when I was talking into the first version of an iPhone SE, like no extra equipment, just talking like I was on speakerphone. You know, if you walk past me and I was talking into my iPhone SE, you would come up with eight things before you think that guy's recording a podcast. You know, he's on the phone talking to his cable company. He's talking to his grandmother, you know, on down the list. And no one was listening. I mean, maybe some robots, but I don't think anyone was listening. And so more humans are listening now, but very few people back when I was talking into an iPhone SE. And I can remember hitting the publish button in my basement pantry and complaining about how the podcast sounded and getting frustrated because I was putting so much time and effort into recording a podcast and putting so much time and effort to that and doing a podcast with a extremely niche focus. And I did all that wondering why it wasn't taking off and why the podcast wasn't going the way a successful podcast would go. So I don't need to be explained that. I get it. I've lived that. That's how this podcast started. And, you know, I was doing the preview in my bathroom. Like, hey, it's probably still on the podcast feed where I think I said, please listen to this or don't. And so I get it. I've lived it. And no one feels the frustration more than inside this laundry room with two cats who may or may not be fighting right now. If they are, you're going to hear it. So I get it. But on top of that, well, I think the thing that's got to be understood is there's only one way for this podcast to gain listeners. And there's only one person or a group of people that can fix it. And the only person or people that's going to fix it, they are not in this laundry room. They're outside of this laundry room. And the only way this podcast gets fixed is if somebody else did a podcast about WVU basketball that was more interesting to me. So, but listen, nobody feels sorry for me, and I don't feel sorry for myself. And I'm not throwing in the towel. You know, I'm going to go back to talking into a microphone just like I'm doing now. And, you know, for me, it's about setting a low bar. You know, and then you think, so why am I sitting here with a small audience? Well, I mean, there's so many reasons why. Like countless reasons why. I mean, there's primary reasons, there's some secondary reasons, there's underlying reasons, there's obvious reasons. There's unreasonable reasons. I mean, if you've ever listened, if you're still listening to this podcast, you have your reasons why this has a small audience. If you've ever made it through a whole episode, you get it. You have your list of reasons. And so there's just so many reasons. And so you have those, you have the reasons, but then I also have to focus on the future. And what does that look like? Well, I have done some things well, and so I have to sustain that. There's certain things I've done well doing Unreasonable Doubt. I bought a microphone, an external microphone. That's something you're supposed to do when you're doing a podcast, I've heard. I did get my dad to be on the podcast one time, and we sat at his dining room table and recorded a podcast. So I did that. I talked to John Flowers on the podcast and recorded that. And yes, it sounded like he was on the way to the grocery store, and he was definitely multitasking. But John Flowers, who could be governor of West Virginia, he was on the podcast. And I've joined the Basketball Podcast Network. And so it's awesome to have this podcast with other podcasts focus on basketball. Like that's awesome. And thankful to be on the Basketball Podcast Network. So those are the good things. But really, for me, it's just about what's next. And it's about next. And so next is off-season episode 24. So that's the mentality here at Unreasonable Doubt. I'm not dwelling on it. I'm extremely aware of where I'm at and where the podcast is at. Acutely aware of the level of this podcast. And, you know, but it's just about giving your best. And that's the work set. The work set. That's the work ethic, the mindset. Kind of mix those up. You know, that's a reason. Let's add that to the reasons. Me mixing words together, it doesn't make any sense. It just sounds like gibberish. But that's what's going on here. So I'll take questions. You know, I host a podcast, but I also, when I'm not hosting a podcast, I like to listen to podcasts, other WVU sports podcasts. I like to listen to music. And a great way to listen to anything is through Raycon wireless earbuds. These Raycon everyday earbuds, they look, feel, and sound better than ever. They have these optimized gel tips, perfect in-ear fit. You'll get an earbud sometimes and you put it in your ear and you're concerned if you're walking around that it's going to fall out. These gel tips, they're not going to budge. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life, and it's a great price. You know I like value. With Raycons, you get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. They have the optimized gel tips. They have customizable sound profiles. So one profile I can use for podcasting, another profile I can use when I'm listening to the kids' music that the kids listen to. I'm hip. Go to buyraycon.com/TBPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/TBPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/TBPN. This episode of Unreasonable Doubt is sponsored by Athletic Greens. What's Athletic Greens? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, pretty much all the things. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. Think Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews, and it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens.
So Josh, what's your confidence level right now? And are you worried about getting caught up in the outside noise?
Good question, Greg. Listen, the confidence here is low. I mean, you know that. You know that, Greg. I mean, you had the confidence, Greg, to create the definitive best 100 WVU basketball players of all time. So you have high confidence. I have what's clinically described as low confidence. That's a medical term, and so I'm comfortable with that. That's the foundation of this podcast. Unreasonable doubt. So that it's always going to have a low level of confidence. So that's not going to change. Some chance in some fictional world where this podcast was more successful, and it got and people and there was outside noise, positive or negative, then you would think that the confidence would rise with the listenership. If the listenership rise, then the confidence would rise. And what I'm telling you is that the confidence will remain low. That's not going to change. And you asked about outside noise. I don't think there's any noise. I mean, there's noise of me talking into this microphone and then hitting publish later. But as far as outside noise for the podcast, that's not a thing. So it's very easy to block that out. And there's no noise to get caught up in. I mean, and some of that's on me as far as noise. I like to create noise. People use social media, and I'll do an Instagram story once a week. And I'll hit the button to where whatever's on Instagram will post on Facebook. And in the off season, I'll go days without tweeting. Like that's not a successful strategy to create noise regarding anything you're doing. So that's on me. And, am I comfortable with the level that I'm using social media? I am. Does that equate to noise? No, it doesn't. There's no noise at all. There's pros and cons of that, but one of the pros is that I don't have to worry about blocking it out.
So Josh, you mentioned the podcast could get better if someone else more interesting hosted the podcast. Outside of that, how do you get better?
Good question. I mean, you talk less. If I talk less, I think this podcast would be better, which is it's a conundrum. I get it, but it makes sense in my head. If I talked better, just as a presentation level, stuttered less. And there are tools, there are editing tools to take out the stutters, and there's ways to improve that through the magic of editing. And so maybe taking the time to do that probably would make the podcast better. And I've done some of that, but there's obviously, listening to this podcast, that it could be edited more. And that gets back to me talking less. If I edit some of the words that I say, by definition, my definition, I think the podcast would be better because it'd be less of me talking. And outside of that, just the silences, especially early on in the podcast, but a through line for Unreasonable Doubt is me saying something, not knowing what I'm going to say next, which is a big problem when you're podcasting. Filling that with a so That's a big verbal crutch. I can go three Mississippis without saying anything. For a podcast, that is not good. It does not help the podcast for somebody who's listening for the first time or somebody who's trying to listen. If you think something's wrong with your phone, I don't want to make light of it, but that's a bad strategy. So, you know, there's ways to get better. And just, you know, I've been doing this podcast almost 5 years, and I'm going to keep going. So maybe if I just keep going, it'll get better. I mean, have you read The Tipping Point? Malcolm Gladwell wrote The Tipping Point, and what I got out of it is that you can attribute a good part of the Beatles' success for their 10,000 hours of practice before becoming a band, like before recording albums and stuff, just working in Germany and 10,000 hours of concerts and practicing. So I don't think I've done 10,000 hours of podcasting yet. It feels like it. But I guess I'll just keep going to that because Malcolm Gladwell said that you'll master something if you spend 10,000 hours on it. So that guy's smart, right?
But what if you're saying it? So how are you going to get better by just doing the podcast more?
I mean, I feel like I explained it. The Tipping Point. There's a book, and it's called The Tipping Point, and it's a book. And the person who wrote that book, his name is Malcolm Gladwell, and he could probably explain the point better than I could, and I'm definitely simplifying it. What I got from it is that if you practice 10,000 hours on something, you're going to be a master at it. So I'm on my way. It doesn't sound like it. And this really conflicts with the low confidence thing. But once I get to 10,000 hours of unreasonable doubt, I'll be a master of podcasting. That's what Malcolm Gladwell said. But listen, you know, hey, this could be the number one WVU sports podcast. You know what I mean? But also, if I ate less and exercised more, I would lose weight. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.